The following presentation is brought to you by
Art Lane Media Group.
Capturing the moments that make life great. Let's go, girls.
It's about growing personally and professionally.
What's the one thing that really drives you, that really drives your passion?
It's about climbing the ladder or opening a new door.
Too many people give up too early on their dream.
It's about enjoying your professional journey.
I enjoy what I do.
It's about keeping things real.
So the interview is an interview. I like this.
It's all about you.
But I knew that there was something else I wanted to do with my life. I knew I wanted to help people.
This is Up or Out with Connie Fife.
We love your voice. You need to be on radio.
And now, your host, Connie Fife.
Hello, this is Connie Fife, your unstoppable diva, and this is Up or Out Business Radio with an Edge. And today's guest is Lolly Daskal, and we're going to be talking about her new book, How to Unleash Your Greatness. And I am so excited to have her on the show today because she is one of those unstoppable women that are working in the C-suite, and she is helping you be that leader from within. So we're going to talk more about that in a little bit. But first, I want to share a quote for today, which is the leadership is the art of getting someone to do something that you want done because you want it done and you want them to do it. And that's what I call emotional engagement. And that comes from Dwight D. Eisenhower. So, you know, that's been around a long time. Leadership and the art of getting somebody else to want to do something that you're not, you know, out there and, you know, pushing them and forcing them to do it. They're doing it because they want to do it. So it is time to turn up the volume for Up or Out with Connie. And really quickly, let me just jump right into the challenge question today for all the ladies in the house. And the question to you is that leaders do it with the vision. So I want to know, what's your vision for you, for your business, and for your future? So keep that in mind as we go through today's show, because I'm sure after speaking with Lolly, you're going to have some of those answers for yourself. So stay tuned. We got a real quick sponsor break, and we'll be right back. Hi, this is Connie Fife, your unstoppable diva, your host of Up or Out with Connie. I am thrilled to be a headline show on C-Suite Network, where you can grow your brand, grow your tribe, and be unstoppable. We are the hottest podcast for entrepreneur, C-level executives, and market leaders. And you can hear me each week right here on the C-Suite Network. Also on Conscious Business Network, iTunes, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, SiriusXM, and over 900 stations around the globe. Be sure to follow me on LinkedIn, Facebook, and Twitter. Thanks for listening. Be bold, be connected, and be unstoppable. And we're back, and you're listening to Up or Out with Connie. And it is now my pleasure to introduce the CEO of Lead From Within, a catalyst for leaders who want to enhance performance, make a difference in life, in your company, and in the world. Welcome, Lolly Daskal. Hey, Lolly, how are you today?
Hi, Connie. What an honor it is to meet you and to talk with you today.
I know I've heard so much about you, and I was just really stoked to learn that you were going to be on the show today. And again, your book, I really want to know more about your book, the Leadership Gap. Really, what gets between you and your greatness? I mean, so tell me more about that. What is your book all about?
Thank you, Connie. Well, the book is a very interesting book, and it's new information in leadership. Most of the praise is talking about, Marshall Goldsmith said, new landmark. Jim Kuzak said, you know, this is interesting information for every leader. So what makes this book different is that most of the books will tell you how to do things.
Right.
Simon Sinek told us why to do things, right?
Right.
I read a book a day, and I've been doing it for 27 years, and most of the leadership book and business books will tell you even what to do.
Mm-hmm.
This book, so different, is that it tells you about who you need to be while you're
working.
And so it's the who. And what makes the book so different is there are seven archetypes that we want to be to stand in our greatness,
mm-hmm.
but those same archetypes have a gap. So for every archetype, when we're in our greatness, there's an archetype, a duality, a polarity archetypes that is a gap. And if we're not mindful of those gaps,
right,
it costs us in our leadership.
Tell me more about those archetypes that you're talking about.
I want to do a very fast highlight about them, but then I want to mm-hmm. deep dive into one, if that's okay.
Great. Go right ahead. Go for it.
So the first one is the rebel. A rebel is someone who's a leader who wants to make a difference in the world.
Mm.
But in order to do that, Connie, they need to have confidence. They need to have confidence and the passion to do it. But for every single leader that is out there that wants to make a difference in the world, there is a gap. And the gap is that they sometimes, and the research says 99.5%, they feel like an imposter who has
doubt.
And if we are not mindful of this gap,
mm-hmm.
we cannot create and we cannot make a difference. Well, that's one of the archetypes. The next archetype is an explorer. An explorer is someone who wants to do something different, innovative, creative, and they've never done it before.
Mm-hmm.
The tool that the explorer uses is their intuition. Because they go with the flow. They're not getting stuck with analysis of paralysis.
Right.
But there's a gap. The gap between the explorer who uses their intuition is the exploiter who manipulates. Now, you might be asking, wow, that's very hard, Holly. So I'll explain something that's really interesting about this, is that I have seen CEOs, and not only CEOs, but real high-achieving individuals, successful individuals, when they want to do something that is different, they try to rein in control. And when they try to take control, we don't realize the gap is that we're coming across as exploiters. We might do things that we might not normally do. It's the opposite of being intuitive. Intuitive is letting go to let come in, is to trust inner voices and to go with it.
Mm-hmm.
When you don't trust that inner voice, trust me, some of the leaders that I have dealt with become exploiters and manipulators, and they go,
yes,
do this. And when that shows up, it's a tell that the leader is feeling out of control. You know,
out of control, maybe a little bit of insecurity. And I like what you talked about, the imposter syndrome. And I mean, I've talked about that myself, where, you know, we feel that we're not enough and we're pretending to be something that we're not.
Yeah.
But there's a reason we got to positions for something. You know, we've done something. And I mean, if we could just jump on back on that one for a minute, the imposter, only because I hear that one so much. I hear, especially executive women, I mean, they shoot themselves in the foot because they, you know, they get to where they want to go, but yet they still have that internal self-doubt, those internal questions. And again, that imposter syndrome. So why do you think that is? And so I'm going to actually two questions. So why do you think that is? And is it the same for men as it is for women?
So I love that question, Connie. Thank you for asking that. Most of my clients, I would say 90% of my clients are men at a very high level. And I won't say who they are, but they all suffer from the imposter syndrome. It's not a gender problem.
Okay.
It's a cross-functional. It's male and female.
Okay.
What I found is, it shows up in high-achieving individuals. So it's not male, it's not female, but it's the characteristic of the human being.
Okay.
So it's more about if you're a high achiever, you suffer from it. And what does that sound like? It sounds like, I don't deserve to be in this position. If they only knew I'm not smart enough. Like, I didn't go to the best schools. Like, why am I leading this board? Oh, I have thousands of people looking up to me. If they only knew.
Yeah. Right.
Now, there is an inner driver to that, so that most people don't really address. So I want to talk about those two things because you like the imposter syndrome. But so one thing is very, very important. Most people forget that is your competence that get you where you are. It's not the confidence. You can't stand in front of a mirror and say, I am the smartest, and it won't make you CEO. It's usually competence, right?
Right.
It's usually what you have done that gets you that position. And people that have the imposter syndrome forget that. I always say to my clients, it's your capabilities plus your competence that will equal confidence. So if you're not feeling confidence, make a list of all the things that you're really good at. Don't concentrate on what you don't think you're smart enough or good
right.
enough or not deserving enough. Tell me what you have mastered, and that is where we can really show up and be confident. I don't believe in faking it until you make it. I believe
no.
tapping it into your strengths
right.
and excelling from that. We don't need to know everything, but every human being has something that they're really great at.
Yes.
And one of the things that I have found, and this is almost like the DNA of the imposter syndrome, most of the people that suffer from the imposter syndrome, A, they're high individuals. B, they have within them that they need to be validated and appreciated.
Yes.
What they do is they overcompensate. They want to please everybody. They're drivers. They have to excel. They're perfectionists.
Those right.
things end up costing us because we can't be 100% on all the time. And
no.
when 100%, guess what? We then come down on ourselves. Oh, we're imposters.
Right.
But that's almost like the cause and effect.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is, the cause and effect. So in your book, what is one of the really, the most important message somebody can get from your book to help them overcome those, you know, those archetypes that you talk about so they can, you know, step away from having the imposter syndrome and really understanding, you know, what are they really good at and really own that and have the confidence, have the courage to really own that and live that?
Fantastic question. And I didn't have a chance to go through the seven archetypes, but what's important to know is that there are ways that we can stand in our greatness. And
okay.
for everyone that we have a gap. And I believe my biggest message in my book is to have awareness of those gaps and to learn to leverage them, not to take our weaknesses and squish them and say they don't exist.
Right.
Look at them and to go through them and leverage them. So for the imposter, like we've been talking about,
right.
do the things that know the cause and effect and then work on that to leverage it. So if you feel you need to be a pleaser or a perfectionist, why you need to be a perfectionist. Work on why you need to be a pleaser and then leverage it to be your best. And it's this duality of the greatness and the gaps that
right.
meaningful success and make you into a kind of leader that is very memorable and admirable. So for me, it's very important that, first of all, my seven archetypes are the Rethink acronyms that go through, you know, the Rethink model. But it's important that people rethink what they know in order to grow.
And it's also, I mean, what I'm hearing, I mean, it's really a transformation. Understand who you are, why you behave the way you do. And then once you understand that, use that to your advantage to say, okay, the next time I'm in a situation where I'm, you know, feeling that imposter syndrome coming on, you know, recognize it, but then take it to where it's the positive.
You said it beautifully, Connie. Great.
Okay. I got it. So you do a lot of executive coaching in leadership, and as you had said, mostly men. Is there a certain industry specific that you work with, or is it?
I've been in my practice for over 3 decades, and
okay.
You know, basically, it used to be Fortune 500s. It's now entrepreneurs. It's now startups. It's small businesses. I'm really branching out. And it's anywhere from pharmaceuticals to traders to financiers to real estate.
Okay.
To devices, nutrition. It's everything.
Yeah. I mean, one thing you made point of where it used to be executives, but now it's also entrepreneurs because we are seeing such a shift. And people, well, of course, two decades ago when we had that, you know, that scaling of business, I know I was victim of that. And we shouldn't say victim, because that's a transformation, because we need to turn that into what was a benefit. The benefit I got was, now 11 years later, I'm the chair of my own business. Mm-hmm. So I caught myself doing it right there. I'm not a victim.
You're so great at coaching. You just get it right away.
Yeah. Right. And so that's what we have to do. We have to recognize that and make sure that we can move on and move forward with that. But so many people are becoming entrepreneurs, and they're stepping away. And some because of what happened with their companies, but others, I know that I work with a lot that are like, help me get out. How do I get out? How do I find my own business? And that's really the premise of UpRoute. You know, we help primarily executive women move up, you know, find their footing in the C-suite, or in, you know, in a lot of cases, it's okay, you know, let's move out. Actually, when we were doing some rebranding last year around the show, we were actually thinking about calling it the Mafia C-suite. We're like, well, that might be a little too harsh. Like, you know, that could have a lot of different connotations to it. But that's, again, you know, really what's happening. So, I mean, you've been in Inc., Fast Company, Huffington Post, and you've been doing this for over three decades. So what is your drive, you know, that you find yourself working with people in the C-suite and all around leadership?
I love what I do. I love what I do. I love being a service to people. I love communicating with people. I like things evolving. I love unleashing greatness. I get an enormous amount of passion with what I do. I love it.
I mean, I could just hear it, you know, just coming through, coming out. Well, I know you mentioned that you have some gifts to offer, and also you're taking pre-orders for your book. So share more about that, on the gifts, and also how our listeners can go and pre-order your book.
I have some amazing gifts just for your audience. I want to talk about that. This is my way of giving back. And so on my website, www.theleadershipgapbook.com, you will see at the bottom of the page there are bonuses. Usually my assessment costs like $97,
okay,
an individual assessment. If they buy one book in pre-launch, they get it for free. And so there are many, many, there's workbooks. They can go through each one of the bonuses. You can see the value of them are in the thousands, and they're paying just maybe a couple of dollars or even under $100. The bonuses are there, but the bonuses are there to really help serve individuals, men, women, any single person that is looking to unleash greatness. This book is for them. It's not a gender book. It's for everyone. I just spoke at Columbia, and they were saying, this is for a student. This is for a graduate. This is for my son. This is for my father. So know that this message is very universal, and it's just, you can apply this and actionable for every single person. Wow, Connie, we spoke for 5 minutes, and already you were catching yourself.
That's right.
There are many bonuses and many gifts, and this
is nice. Well, thank you. And again, that's leadershipgap.com.
The Leadership.
The Leadership. I wrote it down so I didn't forget. Yeah.
TheLeadershipGap.com. TheLeadershipGapBook.com.
Okay.
Okay. Many gifts.
Nice. Well, thank you for that. I mean, that's awesome. I mean, again, to our listeners, make sure you go on there, pre-order the book. And there's so many gifts on there that you're going to get with it, including the assessment that's a value of $97. So make sure that you jump on there. So we're going to take a really quick break right now. We're going to take a fast sponsor break. And when we come back, Lolly, we're going to be putting you in the hot seat.
Okay.
So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Greg Davis. Connie asked me to pop in for a moment to tell you about a great opportunity. Have you ever listened to a podcast and thought, I should be doing that? But I don't know how. I don't know where to start. Well, Up or Out with Connie Fife has partnered with Park Lane Media Group to offer you PMR podcast production. What is PMR? Production, marketing, response. The three key elements you need to successfully build your podcast success. For more information, visit parklanemediagroup.com or email podcast@parklanemediagroup.com, and be sure to let them know that Connie sent you. You have a story to tell. We'll help you share it. Come to parklanemediagroup.com today and start building your podcast success.
And we're back and you're listening to Upper Out with WCONNIE. And joining us today is Lolly Daskal. And again, Lolly, also your website is lollydaskal.com.
Yes.
LOLLYDASKAL.com. And what we are right now is, Lolly, we are putting you in the hot seat. Woo! This is where we get to ask you questions and learn a little bit more about you. So are you ready?
Bring it on.
All righty. Let's go. So what advice would you give to your younger self?
Not to really take anything too harshly. I remember when I was younger, everything was such a big deal.
Oh, yeah. But,
so the truth is, if I could learn to breathe in the moment and to know that things will work out the way they'll work out, I really think I it would have been the best advice I could give.
Yeah, well, if we only knew now what we knew then. So what's your favorite success quote?
So something that, can I say something that I always say?
Absolutely.
Okay, because I really believe this hits home to most people. And it's, what I love to say is, you know, that greatness is not a destiny that's only available to a few. Greatness is a destiny that's available to everyone. And if we can even meditate on that and contemplate on that, I really believe it could be a game changer.
Oh, love it. Really, really do love that one. So did you know right from the start what you wanted to do?
Absolutely not.
I know me. I always said I was going to be an airline stewardess.
I could see it because you're so wonderful with people.
I was going to, that's what I was going to do. And I wanted my hat and the matching uniform. And when I was younger, then when I realized I had to go to Texas for school, I was like, that's because I was back in the East Coast at the time. I was like, that's a little too far from home. Now, you know, different. So all business leaders always have to start somewhere. We start with failures. We start with successes. So what was one of your greatest failures? And then what was one of your greatest successes?
So one of my, I always believe that it's one of the same because because one of my greatest mentors and teachers of my life has been Joseph Campbell, who talks about in the abyss, there are treasures.
Yes.
And so it's in those failures that we find success. You just mentioned earlier on this call, 11 years ago, what happened to you, right?
Right.
And how you changed. And so, you know, another thing is that I always thought that I would be a certain person in my life. Mm. And I would, you know, I'm a mother of three children. Now they're grown-ups. And I always thought that I would be, you know, being the mom and taking care of them and just being really great at them. But then what happened was there was this need to be of service to others, this great need to really help. And so I went out and created these many workshops and took many courses and took many classes. And still today, I'm still taking classes. Yeah. I'm still enrolled in all over different universities because I need to learn more about human behavior and about psychology and what drives people. But way back then, I really thought that I was being a failure at what I was doing because I was not doing it at 110%.
Okay.
I'm a mother, but yet I wanted to pursue a career. And I kept thinking it very early on, are you failing as mother when you want to pursue parts of yourself? And I find that this is very common among women that that they feel like they're failing at something. But what I didn't realize is that I'm not a big believer in balance. I'm more of a believer in integration. And once I learned that about failure, I felt I was failing. I wasn't good enough. I didn't show up enough. I could have done more enough.
Right.
Failure. I realized that if I could integrate doing, you know, being mother, but yet being the consultant and being the coach, and just being present in the moment, that was my biggest success. For me, that was an aha moment. And so learning about integration, every failure that I thought was failure wasn't really a failure. Like I said earlier, calm down.
Yes.
Be present, And at the end, it all works out.
What was one of your aha moments when you said, I got this. I really got this.
I have them a lot. I have to be honest. Yeah. One of the things that is so great about reading every day, you find out new information and it kind of things start to connect for you and you always aha. And so going on that stream of what I was talking about, just to complete the thought, is that we need to do the best that we do in the moment. Now my kids are all grown up. They're young adults. And the aha moment was, as I sat across from them at the table recently at one of our dinners, and I looked at them and I was like, wow, they're pretty great adults.
Yes.
And I hear about from others how wonderful they are. And so, again, going back to the first thing that I answered, just to be kinder to yourself. Mm. And so I have to bring that knowledge of what I know now to be kinder, even in the moment now. Be kinder to yourself in whatever you do. Yes. Because at the end, the aha moment is it all works out if you give your best.
Exactly, exactly. So what about marketing your business? Do you focus on digital trends? I mean, how do you market? How are you getting yourself into these corporations?
What a great question. So I'm a little old-fashioned, and because of
me too.
Because I've been around for so long, the old-fashioned part of me is really about, if I bring my best, one of my types is the inventor who brings excellence to whatever they do.
Yes.
Guess what happens, Connie? I get recommended. I get clients who say, I want what you did to that business. I want the hope that you got for that business. Everything that I've ever done is from word of mouth and recommendation.
Yeah.
Be out there marketing myself? Absolutely. Do I do it? No. Why? I like organic and holistic. I think when it comes to business for me, because of what I do, because I have such intimate relationships with my clients, I want my clients to talk about who I am and what I was able to do for them.
Right.
And that person become my client. If I'm out there saying, I'm the best, I'm the greatest, look what I've done. The truth is, Connie, I allow my work to speak for itself, and I've always gotten clients.
So if you knew then what you know now, what are those words of wisdom that you would offer an executive today, an entrepreneur today that are pursuing their path to success?
So again, it brings me back to that quote, you know, that quote from the very beginning. The reason why I brought it up very early is like, what's your favorite? Is because just today, you know, I was coaching with a client and, you know, you only end up coaching people that are in crisis, right? You don't coach people that are doing well.
Right.
And what I find is that I always say to my clients, you always have a choice. You have a choice of what to do, greatness or gap, dark or light, you know, meaningful or not meaningful. And so maybe the quote is going back to what I said earlier, you know, that greatness is a choice. It's available to everyone.
Yeah.
We just have to choose. And so I know that it might be redundant, but it's so important because I find that in all my coaching, people are always have a choice. They don't, they might not feel like it when they're always have a choice of which way.
And it is, it all comes back to choices that you make. Right. And if it turns out maybe not to be that right choice, but it's okay to circle back around.
Or even learn from it, right?
Yes. And move forward.
Better from my failures than my successes. So,
Well, tell our listeners one more time where they can go to pre-order your book.
So it's www.theleadershipgapbook.com. It's a mouthful.
Leadershipgapbook.com. Got it. Theleadershipgapbook.com. Go there, pre-order the book, and there's a lot of freebies there for you. You definitely want to take advantage of this. And again, thank you to Lolly Daska, who's an author, executive leadership coach, and the founder of Lead From Within. Remember, pre-order a copy of your book today. And Lolly, again, thank you for being here with us.
Thank you so much.
And thank you, our community, for being with us. Keep sending in your success stories, any questions that you might have to ask Connie at upperout.com, because we want to share your stories and we want to help others to be motivated to take action. And we want you to be the leader that you are. And thank you for encouraging others to do the same. Be sure to subscribe to our iTunes page, Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn, because you don't want to miss any of the good stuff. It's been great being here with you today. And ask yourself, if you could be doing anything, what would you be doing right now? This is Connie Fife, your Unstoppable Diva. And until next time, be bold, be connected, and be unstoppable together.